Welcome, Con Café, for the fifth day of February, year of our Lord, 2024. So glad you could join us. Let's spend some time together in God's Word. You ready to get into God's Word? I am. And today we're looking at Mark chapter 9, verses 2 to 9 in the New International Version of the Bible. It's a passage a lot of you are familiar with. It's the gospel reading for this coming Sunday, the 11th day of February. And it's all about the Transfiguration. So the title of the devotional is called Transfiguration, Mountaintop Experience. And I pray this bring a blessing to you and a blessing to me as we are together in agreement that God is love. Amen? Amen. Verse 2. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain. Where they were alone, all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before him Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, friends, a happy Monday to you. I learned, as I had told you in a prayer request that I sent this weekend, that Mr. Gilbert Tagle would be taken off life support on Saturday. Well, he did pass away that day. So I asked prayers for his widow, Ms. Alma Arevalo, for Gilbert's son, Carlos, and for his brother, Richard Tagle, and for all the family and all who loved and miss our brother, Gilbert Tagle. I pray that God bring them comfort, bring them peace during this difficult time. Also, prayers of celebration for the Reverend Jose Angel Flores III, also known as Pastor Joey, pastor of First Methodist of Stockdale, as he was ordained a deacon of the Global Methodist Church on Saturday at their annual conference in Waco. Now, this is a special news for me because Joey was a youth in my MYF when I was his pastor in Mission, Texas for 11 years. Wonderful people I miss, he has to put up with me for 11 years. But I'm touched by his call and his entrance into the ministry. I anxiously await great reports of his ministry and his full ordination as elder, Lord willing, next year in San Antonio at the next annual conference. So, Joey, I love you, proud of you, congratulations. Now, speaking of youth, if you can believe, some years ago, I was a youth in Houston. And our church that year took a group of us to the youth assembly of the Root on the Conference, held at Mount Wesley Methodist Encampment in Kerrville, Texas. Now, for a South Texas boy who had not ventured very far out of Kingsville and not yet into the Texas Hill Country or any other area of the state where one could see hills and mountains, to drive into Kerrville was a spiritual experience in and of itself. I learned later that these mountains that I was enjoying were not really mountains, but they were considered hills, whatever. The event and the site worked hand in hand in providing quite the mountaintop experience that my life needed at that time. At 13 years of age, I had my share of that age level stresses, griefs, and those were met in the time and experiences shared there with me and all who were a part of that event. Wonderful counselors, pastors were there. I made new friends. And again, I felt kind of the nudging in my spirit from God as to where I needed to set my sights. Now, Jesus takes with him his three closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, kind of his cabinet. He takes them, as the Bible says, to a high mountain where they were about to have a life-changing and career and call-affirming experience. I'm sure the three had no idea what awaited them on this mountain, but their days thus far as disciples with Jesus had prepared them for pretty much everything and anything that could possibly come their way. They were not disappointed. Quite the opposite. They saw the glory of God in Jesus, which was this transfiguration. You see the outline of his body, and inside is this bright light that Mark can only describe as bleached beyond what any human could possibly do. And they saw there in the realm of heaven, in the presence of Jesus, two figures from the Old Testament that, because they were caught up in the spiritual experience, they recognize as Moses and Elijah. Interesting thing, if you've ever read the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, go back and read how it closes out, where God says that he, in the last days, he would send Moses and Elijah. And what happens here? God sends Moses and Elijah. Now, this event was as if God was saying the mundane and ordinary challenges of life do not compare to the power and awe with which you have aligned. These three and the other disciples knew that their lives would never, ever be the same. I've shared with you how I saw a video of the disciples there at the Last Supper. This was on a walk to Emmaus, where they're talking about what they'll do once they get back home. And one of the 12 shook his head and says, "Brothers, you don't realize we're never going home again." And that was true. It was true. And my time at that week there at Camp Wesley made me forget all that worried me back home. But the blessings that I received was the fact that I knew I belonged to God and God was mine. Jesus took the three to that high mountain, not to escape their problems, but took them there so they could get a fresh perspective of power and peace that they could find in him. In the same way, brothers and sisters, we too can seek such perspective, not necessarily on mountaintops, but in moments, listen, in moments of quiet reflection like we're doing now, moments of prayer, or moments where we connect with nature. Stepping away from the daily grind, even for a brief moment, can offer a clearer glimpse of hope beyond our immediate struggles. On that mountain, Jesus undergoes a breathtaking transformation. While we may not expect dazzling white robes in our daily lives, the passage reminds us that God's glory is present even in the ordinary. Perhaps you find it in the kindness of stranger, or maybe even the kindness that you show, the resilience of a loved one, or the quiet beauty of a sunrise, or in these parts, a beautiful sunset. Recognizing these small miracles can be our own personal transfiguration, transforming our perspectives and igniting hope within us. The appearance of Moses and Elijah alongside Jesus signified the connection between God's past promises and his present actions in Jesus. This reminds us that we are not alone in our struggles. I'll say that again, we're not alone in our struggles. We carry within us the strength of those who came before us, the wisdom of tradition, and the unwavering presence of God. This inner strength can empower us to face our challenges with hope and resilience. The powerful voice booming from the heavens declares, "This is my son whom I love. Listen to him." This isn't just about Jesus. It's a message for each of us. In the midst of our everyday struggles, God's voice whispers, "You are loved. You are not alone." Listen to the teachings of Jesus, for they offer guidance, hope, and the strength to overcome. The transfiguration experience ends, and the disciples return to the valley, which was the challenges of their daily lives waiting. But they're not ever the same. They carry the echo of hope within them, the knowledge that God's glory shines even in the ordinary, and the strength to face their challenges with renewed faith. So, friends, what can we learn from this passage? We need to constantly seek moments of quiet reflection by stepping away from the daily grind to get a new perspective and reconnect with God. We also need to find God's glory in the everyday. There are small miracles around us, and we can be a part of those as well by our acts of kindness, our smiles, our silent prayers, and our seeing with awe God's creation, however it may present itself. This will help us remember the inner strength we have. We are not alone, and we can draw from the wisdom of tradition and the presence of God within us. Remember also that we can find hope and guidance in Jesus' words as we allow them to transform our perspective and our actions. Let's pray. Loving God, open our eyes to the hope you offer even in the midst of our everyday struggles. Help us see your glory in the ordinary, find strength in your presence, and listen to the teachings of your Son, Jesus Christ. May we carry the echo of hope from the mountaintop into the valleys of our lives, sharing its light with others and making the world a brighter place. For it's in Christ Jesus' strong name that we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Remember, even the smallest act of kindness, a word of encouragement or a moment of reflection, can be a beacon of hope to others, transforming our lives and helping transform their lives and touching the lives of everyone around us. Hear this. I love you and I thank God for you, and I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. And friend, if this has blessed you, pass it on to someone else. Let it become a blessing for others. Let it help us win the world for Jesus Christ. God bless you, friend. I love you.